The fifth quarter.
Saturday night, preliminary final football. We've seen a massive win to the Bulldogs. 71 points over Port Adelaide. 6-9, 45, 17, 14, 1-16. What a score from the Doggies, with four goals to Bailey Smith, three to Mitch Hannon, a couple for both Bontempelli and also Aaron Norton, a career high for Bailey Smith after a career high three last week against the Lions, and 27 touches, a career high for tonight. Thanks to Subway and Craig Goddard and all the team for feeding us tonight. And Craig's got his Subway setups, of course, Belmont Height and Belfast Hill and Newcombe. Check them out. Always Subway, eat fresh. Head to head, thanks to Geelong Insurance Brokers, geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. Bontempelli and McRae versus Wines and Boak and influence on the contest. Mark Neal, I just heard the bell ring. It was a knockout blow by quarter time.
It was a knockout blow by the Western Bulldogs midfielders. Absolutely kingy. And Ben will go through the crucial numbers as he does every week, but they spanked them in contested ball, inside 50s, just whatever measurement you want to put on the game, they were dominant.
Absolutely. Thank you, Neil. Good work by you. Geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au. Thanks to Don and the team. Benny, you've got the stats. Thanks to Kurz. Hi. What are the glaring ones that reflect the 71-point margin and maybe some of the better of the individuals?
Yeah, Bulldogs had 30 more contested possessions, 12 more inside 50, 6 more clearances, and they were just way too good. McRae had 36. Dale had 24, Treloar and Smith had 23, Hunter had 22, and Four Power, 38 to Wines, Bonner had 32, Boak 24, and Houston had 22, but it was just an absolute spiffification. Plus 30 in contested possession was the biggest differential in the stats that we've seen for quite some time, particularly against Port Adelaide.
All right, now Zane Cordy is about to join us. Brian's just working to get him up for a chat right now. Before we get to Zane Cordy, Steamatic standout, please, Neil, delivering solutions, saving properties and restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years.
Well, can you, just like I thought in the Bulldogs-Brisbane game last week, tonight Bulldogs midfielder Jackson McRae was the best on the ground, had the most influence on the contest, I think, and that goes a long way because he had a teammate, Bailey Smith, kick four, but I thought Jackson McRae was outstanding.
All right, Steamatic, fantastic. Disaster restoration experts, 36 possessions, 14 contested, 6 tackles, 7 inside 50s, 4 clearances is some sort of night in a preliminary final. Bryz is working away feverishly there on the phones. Just a couple of early Bulldogs in extra time, says Victor on the KFC Twitter. Jonty Tran, Dogs extra by 10-24. Dylan Friends, Dogs by 10. Harder to pick the broken nose, says Medicus. As we're lucky enough to be joined by Zane Cordy, who's in the victorious Bulldogs room. Zane, Kingy, Benny Cass and Neildy talking to you. Congratulations. Give us your emotion right now at being into a second grand final in 6 seasons.
I'm pretty ecstatic, boys, to be honest. A couple of weeks ago, I was a bit crook and couldn't get to the first final, so I was a bit worried if I'd get back in the team. And then probably a little bit of good footy karma come back to me, and I was able to get a gig this week, and my God, we played well.
Yeah, you did. Could you scarcely believe what was unfolding in that first quarter?
I'm not sure what happened. Our midfielders just came out like a house on fire, and our forwards competed, looked really good, and finished in front of goal. So it was pretty easy for us back down the first quarter.
Yep. Can you just take us through, were you going to play if Alex Keith was fit, or were you just the replacement for him? How was it? Had you sort of been given an indication of what it was going to look like early in the week?
Well, I think with finals, you don't really want to change the team that much. So, but he had a pretty tight hammy, and didn't look like it was going to get up. So I sort of knew early on in the week that I'd be replacing this week.
Okay, now it's a case of you've got a fortnight, and he, like, obviously, for the Dog's sake, Alex Keith is right to go, but Bevo's going to have some tough decisions to make with Alex and Cody Waitman potentially to come back into the side.
Yeah, it's going to be a bit of a headache, but I think, all in all, I think the group we've got here, we're building something special, and Melbourne are the same. They're going extremely well, so it's going to be a big game in 2 weeks, but we're just glad we got through there in the end.
Zane, the confidence the team started with, it just was infectious. You Mitch Hannon, a couple of marks and guys attacking the ball. Everyone had clean hands, and it just sort of seemed to permeate through the group, that confidence that you just started the game with.
Yeah, I think so. I think one of our big driving forces has been sort of what we've been put through with hotel quarantine, being in five states in about 2 weeks. So it's been a pretty big and wild ride, to be honest. So we've really used that as motivation. And it really, you could tell in the first quarter, everyone just wanted to be out there. Everyone wanted to do it for the team.
Zane, Neil to here, mate. Congratulations and good luck for the grand final. Hey, you mentioned you've been in about five states in a couple of weeks, and that just sounds extraordinary. I know the whole world's been impacted by COVID. What are the club and the player, what have you been doing to try and keep your mind on footy when it needs to be on footy?
Well, like Devo said in his presser, we just sort of have to laugh it off, some of the scenarios we get put in. Where logic doesn't really come into play, we just sort of have to deal with it. And to be honest, the group of boys, even the good boys who aren't playing, have been super supportive. The vibes during training are always upbeat. And I think that's really just a big driving force to us, coming out and playing well on weekends.
In your three finals games, and you mentioned it yourself, you mentioned the midfield. So we know that they're really good, and you've got a whole heap of quality players in there, and you mentioned the forward line. One of the things that we were talking about in the lead-up to the game was your team defence, and when you come up against sides that move the footy quickly, now you've had three of them. You've had the Bombers who move it quickly, you got Brisbane who move it quickly, and then you got Port who move it quickly. Can you give us a quick little snapshot? It just doesn't seem to worry you guys when the opposition want to move it quick.
Well, I think this is we train the turnover game pretty heavily during training. So we're used to that fast-paced sort of football. And if we can force these quick teams skinny rather than through the middle, it makes it easier for us to defend. So that's sort of our main MO, is to sort of keep them out of the middle and force them skinny.
Ryan Gardner, talk to us about him. Zane, we had him on last week. We followed his journey as a cad. He couldn't get a look in. He was going to go and play at Bell Park before Footscray VFL stepped in, and he's found a home down back, and he's holding his own.
Yeah, well, I think he's just a great story of perseverance. Obviously, had a bit of a heartbreak getting delisted at Geelong. Took his opportunity at VFL and played extremely well. And then now he finds himself in a winning team, and he's just playing his role. And that's all we can ask for him, is he plays his role, we get a game every week.
Yep. Bailey Smith. Tell us something about Bailey Smith we don't know. What's he like behind the closed doors of the footy club?
He's actually quite a down-to-earth bloke. You wouldn't think it with his Instagram, but he's an extremely well-minded young man. He's very polite, and I actually really enjoy him around the club. He provides a little bit of banter, but if anything, he's just a good person.
Yep. The family, obviously mum and dad, and we always, whenever we call the Cordy name, we obviously reference your old man, but also Grandpa Spider, he'd be wrapped as well, be wrapped that you're having another crack. I know he's excited in 16, but he'll be up and about, the old boy.
Yeah, the old boy still calls me every week. He definitely loves it. I think he loves his beloved Geelong, but when we play, he sort of is he's a bit of mixed emotions. So, but yeah, I think the family's having a pretty tough time in lockdown. But I think this sort of game, this where how far we've come, is sort of getting them through it.
Yeah. When did you last see any members of the family? You've been sort of, you know, even in Melbourne, you're sort of just cut off there a little bit.
To be honest, I haven't seen a few of them for mum and dad probably for about 4 months, and then my brother's probably not for 2 or 3 months. So it's pretty tough, but we've got to do what we've got to do, and I know it's a lot harder for people back in Victoria going through the longest lockdown ever.
Yeah. What's the situation now? When do you head to Perth, and how much longer do you have to spend in quarantine there? Melbourne are now free. They can move around Perth as they wish and don't have the restrictions. How do you understand it for you guys?
I think we come out next Saturday because apparently our quarantine period restarted when we went to Brisbane because they had a few COVID cases. So, we're allowed out and about next Saturday. In terms of this week, I actually don't know when we're leaving Adelaide. I believe we'll stay here for a few days to relax and recover, and then we'll fly over to Perth from there.
Okay. Zane, well done. We're wrapped for you. Another chance to be a premiership player. Obviously, you're getting that opportunity in 2016, but to be a two-time premiership player would be a wonderful achievement in your career. We've loved watching your evolution. Can't wait to see you in action in a fortnight time. Well done, and look forward to catching you maybe post-grand final.
Thanks, boys. Really appreciate it. And go Doggies.
Yeah, absolutely. Zane Cordy joining us there from down in the Bulldogs rooms at Adelaide Oval, of course. St. Cordy out of Ocean Grove, Geelong College and the Geelong Falcons, and has now played 103 games and will be a, well, two-time grand finalist and, for his sake, hopefully a two-time premiership player. Well done to Zane Cordy for joining us, and we'll have that interview at carrickfootball.com.au very soon. Benny, the Hamlin Hanger and the Lammy's Tavern goal of the night to take us out, if you wouldn't mind taking us through those, please.
I can do that, Kingy. I just... need some sort of drum roll. I'll just find my piece of paper, Kingy, and it's suggesting to me that our mark... Good work, Price. He's got the fastest fingers in the business, hasn't he? Our mark was taken at the 22.5-minute mark of the first term, and it was when the Doggies absolutely were in the grill of Port Adelaide, who had no answer, and it was taken by Aaron Norton.
And they've turned it over, and they're a chance to hit him on the counter, the Dogs.
They have. Libby goes. Oh, Norton! Hamlin Hanger contender, courage personified. Geez, that's brilliant from Norton.
That was outstanding, Ben.
So it was a chest mark, but he was running with the flight of the ball. He had a power play coming the other way, and he did not deviate his eyeballs from the Thomas William Sharon. It was courage personified by Norton, who is one of the best aerialists in the competition. And our Lammy's Tavern goal of the night came at the 30-minute mark of the second term, and it was kicked by the Bulldogs skipper, Marcus Bontempelli.
Vandermeer, Bontempelli, 48 from goal. Bontempelli has kicked a Lammy's Tavern goal of the night. The Dogs lead by 59.
Yeah, it was quite extraordinary, and Bontempelli wasn't one of his best games, but he certainly played a part, and others did the business. Just a great team effort, really, from the Western Bulldogs. And we've got an extra.
I reckon I'm going to guess this might be Pickett popped.
Let's hope. Butters had his Pickett popped, his pocket picked. He had some picked, and it was Bontempelli, and a long ball to Hannon. Was he? He had his picket pocked or his pocket picked. I got a little bit tongue-tied, a little tired and emotional, and need to get home and get in my fada. That's where we're off to, aren't we?
Benny.
What? There's been some extraordinary things going on in this evening.
Benny, you've got 2 weeks to... we need to put you through a fitness test.
Put me? Yes. Goodness me. I'm tipping that you'll be like...
Do we need something that ends in oscopy for you?
No,
but yeah, don't let him talk.
We do need an oscopy.
Brownlow Medal is next Sunday night. Has anybody got a thought of a winner before we...
Kingy, I love footy, right? I've absolutely... My interest level's in the Brownlow.
Zero.
I would rather watch a snail wander through...
Didn't ask you if you're going to watch it. Just want to know if you had a tip.
I don't care. It's a midfielder will win it because he gets the ball the most.
You ready?
Yeah, I agree with Cass. It'll be a midfielder, you would have thought.
Can you give us a name?
Yeah, I'll give you a few.
Oliver.
Oliver will be up there. Petrarca up there. Wines up there. Bontempelli. Boak will get some votes. Ian McCrae will get a lot. There you go, we're done. It's great if you're the person who wins. It's great for the club. Mm. But it's like a presentation night. If you just watch a presentation night and someone... not sort of has any connection to your wins. It's like, oh, well, okay, that's great. Now, let's get to the grand final, King. He's really what we're getting on.
It's just going to be, and you'd think that one of the Bulldogs or the Demons will be a good chance of winning it.
Yeah.
So it'll be exciting for them, and the supporters will be excited because they've got a player that's, I remember when Jimmy Bartel won the Brownlow and Ablett, and, you're excited for your team. I don't think anybody at Geelong, Tom Stewart will... score a few votes, but because he plays in defence means that he won't get near the winners. But
Hawkins will score some for games.
Yeah, they'll get a few, the Cats. But yeah, look, it's exciting for whoever does win it. But I honestly don't mean to downplay, but I take no interest in the Brownlow Medal.
Thank you, Benny. Deflating as always. Siren, we're done. So our next game for broadcast is our last game of the year in terms of AFL. Don't know what's happening with the GFL. We will stay across that, and we might still be playing in October. I have absolutely no idea. But we do know that on September 25 at 6 p.m., we will be here for Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs with the bounce of the ball at 7:15. We'll bring you all the pre-game entertainment and also the pre-game ceremony before bouncing down at 7:15. Thank you to Pothole. Wonderful job providing us with our Subway this evening. Thank you to Bryza at K-Rock HQ, staying across everything.
Work, Bryza.
David nice Collins, Bryza. See you in a fortnight.
Good work, Davey. Well done,
yeah,
son.
Pick both winners this weekend.
Good work, son.
That would have been a fairly handy.
Good work,
little
Davey.
Exacta. Rolling one into
would
the other.
Paid a bit, yeah.
Yes, well played, Davey.
With those margins, it would have paid enormous.
Nealty?
Thanks, Kingy. Really, well, interesting games. They weren't all that great, but we're looking forward to a really, really good grand final.
Stay safe over the next 2 weeks. Benny?
Yeah, thank you, linesman. Thank you, ball boys.
We are done. Thanks to our good friends at APCO. They've got over 70 grand in prizes in APCO's Go for Goal Scratch and Win. There's a 1 in 3 chance to instantly win at APCO today. It was the Bulldogs all over Port Adelaide to the tune of 71 points, and you heard it all on
K-Rock Football.
The fifth quarter.